This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah exists of its own accord. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Dhalikum Allahu rabbukum la ilaha illa hu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. Mufassirin explain what is shay. They say ma siwallah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq. Everything besides Allah is a created entity. Whatever shape, whatever form, whatever purpose it is, or function it is carrying out. In reality, makhluq, created, small, big. Its existence comprehended beyond human comprehension. Within the realms of understanding, beyond the realms of understanding. Makhluq, that which is created, it is Allah's indelible decision. Allah declares in the Quran, La yamlikuna li anfusihim darran wala naf'a, wala yamlikuna mawtan wala khayatan wala nushura. Makhluq created, pebble, grain of sand, mountain, desert, wisp of air or a raging tornado, one droplet trickling out of a tap or a torrential rainfall. Makhluq, created of its own accord, it cannot benefit. It cannot harm. It cannot live. It cannot die. It cannot be resurrected except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. Qaim bizatihi, existing of his own accord, is only Allah. Besides Allah, everything that exists, whatever shape, whatever form, its existence is dependent on Allah. The shape and form you and I are in, insan, not just insan or human being, male or female. No one requisitioned. No one wrote a petition. No one put in a request. Tall, short, white, black, blue eyes, brown eyes, black hair, some other color hair, male, female. One ajeeb verse in the Quran, ulama say that in this verse is a great warning from Allah also. Allah says, وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. To contextualize this verse, imagine in a gutter outside this masjid, the water will be flowing, dirty water. How many insects, how many worms? Did that worm requisition Allah to be created as a worm? Did that insect requisition Allah to be created as an insect? Did you and I requisition Allah to be created as insan? مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Rabb creates what he wants. وَيَخْتَارِ, it is his choice, his ikhtiyar, his selection. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ. Allah has not given any makhluk any choice. وَنُنْشِيَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. What is Allah saying in this verse? Today you have this shape or form. One amr, one command from Allah. Allah can turn you into that insect. Allah can turn you into that worm. In the tafsir of this verse, Mufassirin has written that in this verse is a great warning. وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah speaks of masakh, disfigurement, certain nations of the past. قِرَدَةً وَخَنَازِيرِ. Insan was changed into monkeys. Insan's appearance, form was changed into that of khinzir. Allah says in 1 millisecond, the shape or form that you have, who chose this? Who asked? La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. No one questions the authority of Allah, the selection of Allah, the choice of Allah. Wa hum yus'alun. Allah says, you will be questioned. Ghaliban ibn Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah mentions the incident. There was once one youngster walked into the masjid. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned this in his kitab. robust, 6 foot tall, if you want to use our terminology, a specimen of manhood. Elderly person sees him, stares at him in astonishment. Youngster says, "What are you staring at?" He says, "I'm admiring your physique. What a specimen of manhood you are." What was the retort? What was the reaction? This youngster said something along these lines. He said, "You are admiring my appearance. Even Allah admires my appearance." Allah warns us, "La tamshi fil ardi maraha." La tamshi fil ardi maraha. Allah says, do not walk on this earth with pride. Al-kibriya'u ridai. Al-kibriya'u ridai. Kibr, greatness, majesty, authority belongs only to Allah. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Kibr, greatness, authority in the heavens and the earth only belongs to Allah. The mighty and the wise is only Allah. That is why the warning in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ كِبْرٍ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mafhum of the hadith, he said, a person with an iota, an atom's weight of pride, kibr in his heart, will never enter Jannah. That will have to be cleansed first. If he does not make tawbah in this world, or Allah doesn't forgive him, Allah is very forgiving. But if Allah doesn't forgive him, such a person, if he leaves this world in that condition, mafhum of the hadith, that kibr will have to be cleansed and burnt in Jahannam before he is allowed to enter into Jannah. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. What authority do you have to kibr and pride? What authority do you have to this mindset that meto kuchhu, I am somebody? What gives you the right to look down upon anyone else? Allah says, do not walk on this earth with pride. Sometimes out of arrogance you stamp your foot on the ground. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. Stamp as hard as you want. It is possible your foot will break. Allah's ground won't break. لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. And maybe a few zeros in the bank balance, maybe a fancy suit, maybe some worldly possession. And Allah protect us. Sometimes even in the cause of deen, deeny knowledge or deeny proficiency, sometimes puts a person in this mindset or in this deception. I am somebody. لَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. No matter how high you go in your mindset or in your perception that you are somebody, Allah says, look at the mountain. Are you taller than the mountain? Are you going to reach the height of the mountain? And in that analogy, ulama have taken out one daqiq, very beautiful point. If you look at a mountain, if you want to ascend a mountain, what the word ascension means what? To rise up, to go up. If your back is straight, it is impossible to ascend the mountain. You want to go up, you have to bend your back. And the higher you want to go, you have to bend even more. مَن تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who humbles himself, the one who lowers himself, the one who finishes himself inside. And what does finish oneself inside mean? Meto kuch bhi nahi hu. I am nothing, Allah is everything. I am nothing, Allah is everything. Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person who will humble himself for Allah, Allah will elevate. That is a condition. Rajab is normally known for Mi'raj. Many of the Mu'arikhin were of the opinion 27th of Rajab. Other opinions are there also. But many of them were of the opinion that this great miracle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with occurred in the month of Rajab which just passed. One point, when Allah speaks of this miracle in the Quran. Ajib. This is such a miracle that established clearly before humanity, the maqam and the status of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that miracle. One incident that is linked to that, I'm digressing. Taqiyuddin Subki rahimahullah mentions this. وَشَمْسُ الدُّحَىٰ إِذْ تَاعَتْكَ لِغَرْبِهَا فَمَا غَرَبَتْ بَلْ وَافَقَتْكَ بِغَرْبِهَا. Such faizan, Allah opened up the system of the heavens and the earth for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this miracle. That is why the laws of science, the laws of physics, the laws of geology, the laws of botany, the laws of astrology, earth, wind, sand, water, the restrictions by which generally Allah is running this world, when it came to this one miracle, I'm not going to go into the details, but every one of those systems broke down. That is why the one surah in the Quran, Allah begins with the expression Subhan, Subhan alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa. This is the one surah which begins with the word Subhan. Subhan is what? Literally means Allah is pak, Allah is pure. What does it actually, what is the deeper meaning? Allah is pure, Allah is free, Allah is above science, Allah is above physics, Allah is above geometry, Allah is above biology, Allah is above botany, Allah is above any of the systems by which He has restricted this makhluk and creation. The sun also sets on the command of Allah. Rasulullah ﷺ, when he returned from Mi'raj, he relayed this incident. Those who were beloved and close to him tried to dissuade him, because they knew the reaction of the mushrikeen of Makkah. One person ran, this is recorded, goes to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In different narrations of how this incident panned out. One narration, which is ajeeb, he says to Abu Bakr, if someone said last night something along this lines, that in a short space of time, he went from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and to the heavens and saw Jannat and saw Jahannam and whatever it was, and before sunrise came back, if someone said that, Abu Bakr, what would your opinion be about that? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says to this person, before I respond, tell me who is the one that is saying this. Who is the one that is saying this? He says, it is your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No sooner he hears this, he says, if he has said it, it is the truth. In smaller things than this, in the affairs of this world, we have accepted whatever he has said to be the truth. Why should this astonish us? Siddiq, the title of Siddiq, the one who attested to the truth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was given at that time. Amongst the things that transpired, Allah's Rasul, they bombarded him with questions. He was asked to give detailed description of Masjid al-Aqsa. Even somebody who had visited Masjid al-Aqsa would not be able to answer the type of intricate questions they were asking. Allah made it such that the image of Masjid al-Aqsa came in front of him. And looking at that image, he answered their questions. In this, they asked him, when they failed so far as that were concerned, did you notice anything on the way? He said, on the way, I passed by a caravan of trade people from Makkah who were returning from Syria. In the morning they lost their camel. They found it a little later in the day. According to one narration, they will enter Makkah 3 days' time before Maghrib. Before sunset, they will enter Makkah. The lead camel will be khaki in color. There will be two bags on top of that camel. Now Wednesday comes. Sunset is drawing near. The sun is about to set. The caravan, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described, was delayed. It had not yet entered Makkah. What happens? Taqiyuddin Subki rahimullah, I mentioned the poem. Allah commands the sun not to set. إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه. Allah commands, tell them, it's night now. If Allah causes it to remain night from now till Qiyamah, Man ilah, which qudrat, which science, which technology, which government, which human force or which system is going to cause the sun to rise and bring daylight for you if Allah commands that sun not to rise? Next verse, Allah says, ask them, Ara'aytum, it is daylight, the sun is at its zenith, middle of the day, the whole world has lit up. Daily we observe the gradual decline of this world. In itself is a sabak, a lesson, a wake-up call, that don't take anything for granted. But Allah asks us this question, if Allah commands it to remain daylight from now till Qiyamah, which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to cause that sun to set? Which force is going to bring night time for you? وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَهُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. How beautifully Allah opens up His Qudrat, His Kibriyai, His Jalal, His favors in the Quran. That don't have a dead heart. Don't have a blind eye. Don't have a dead ear. Don't have a deaf ear. Realize what is going on around you. وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ Allah says it was a manifest indication of my mercy, compassion and kindness upon you that I gave you this variation of day and night.